The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, and has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever." Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. And welcome now to the Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, an opportunity for you to lift up your minds and your hearts for just a moment, okay? Set aside your worries. Set aside your burdens. In celebrating this feast day, we stop to remember where we are headed. You know, one of the most interesting conversations that anybody can ever have is the discussion of what's going to happen to us after we die. And we're not just talking about, you know, there's a heaven and there's a hell. But I mean, what's it like? And all these people, all these loved ones, they've all gone before us, right? What's it like? Well, it turns out we've got some pretty specific beliefs about that. Now, death, let's just get this straight, is nothing more than the separation of your soul from your body. That's all death is. It's not annihilation, and it's not the end of the line. What's the body? Everybody knows what the body is, okay? What's the soul? The soul is your mind and your heart. It's your intellect. It's your will. It's your memory. It's everything about you that's not purely physical, okay? So we put the body into the ground, but the soul lives on. But every time we recite the creed, we say something extraordinary. We say, we believe in the resurrection of the body. Well, that's not just a throwaway line. Think about that for just a second. We believe in the resurrection of the body. What does that mean? Well, you go back to that very first Easter Sunday morning and you look at Jesus and he rose from the dead, and you will find that he was not some kind of ghost floating around. Right? He had a body. He ate and he drank and he walked about, and he had a physical body. And what we're saying is that as happened to Jesus, so too someday will happen to us. That separation of the soul from the body, that's not your natural state. Okay? There will be a resurrection of the body. And what we say on this feast day is only, we only say one thing. That's already happened to one of us. It's already happened to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Here's what we say today. That at the end of the course of her earthly life, The Blessed Mother was taken, body and soul, into heaven. Not ascended, but assumed. And you know what the resurrection of the body means? Look, I don't know how this works chemically, okay? But somehow, at the end of all things, that's going to happen to you and to me too. And then there's so much in life that's trying to drag you down and drag you down and drag you down. Let's lift up our hearts for just a moment now. And you think about this. You talk about heaven, and you talk about hell, and it's the subject of so many jokes, right? Most of them are about golf or the New York Yankees. But so many jokes. Think about heaven for just a moment. It's not a place you can go to, like if you could invent the right rocket ship. It is a new dimension of being. Can I give you an image of what that's like? Think about this. Think about a square. Think about a circle. Think about a triangle, okay? Now, I'm going to add a whole dimension to each of them. It's going to become a cube. It's going to become a sphere. It's going to become a pyramid. Question for you here this morning. Has any of them lost anything of what their essence is? Of course not. They've been raised up to a whole new level. Now, you can't quite wrap your mind around that, but today's feast day is supposed to help you get a start. Because nothing in this life is ever going to fulfill you. You want more than this world has to offer. And all the best things, right, doesn't matter, job, relationship, possession, honors, none of them are bad. It's just that you were made for so much more. Think the Blessed Virgin Mary was happy in this life? Yeah, she was happy in this life. Do you think she was fulfilled in this life? And the answer's got to be no. Her fulfillment was going to be with her son in heaven. And you know, she suffered terribly. Terribly. As God's best friends often do. You think about the suspicion that she must have suffered when she was with child, when she was still just betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together. And you think about the sadness and the bewilderment she must have suffered when it came time to give birth to that child, and suddenly she's got to go on a dangerous journey across the country to Bethlehem. And you think about things that were never written in the Bible, like what must she have gone through when one day her only son, right? And Joseph's already died, and her only son comes to her and says, "Mother, I must now leave the house. And I must go about being my father's business." And Jesus went off to preach, and he never came back. And what can possibly allow us to imagine what she must have felt as she watched her son, knowing who he is, crucified and died? The difficulties and the hardships she must have suffered. But she remained her peace and her joy. Listen to this. "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior." Because she always looked up. And brothers and sisters, we never, no matter how hard things might get, how deep the shadows get, God's light is always brighter. Never stop looking up, because you got a friend in a high place up there. The prayers of the Blessed Virgin Mary, she got one job right now for you. She wants to bring you to Jesus, and she wants to bring you to be with him forever in the kingdom of heaven. And that's why we turn to her this morning, and we ask for the help of her prayers. Queen assumed into heaven, pray for us.